Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Losing a job clearly affects the person who is unemployed. But as Jenny Brand, associate professor of sociology at the University of California, Los Angeles, suggests, the negative effects go much further.
Job loss among single mothers has significant negative effects on the educational attainment and social psychological well-being of their children. The effects of worker displacement have been studied extensively, but few studies consider how a parent's job loss affects children over the long term. Fewer still consider the effects on children in single parent and especially single mother households. With 30 years of data to work with, my doctoral student Julie Simon-Thomas and I compared outcomes for children whose mothers were and were not laid off. Among the children of mothers who lost their jobs, the odds of completing high school decreased by 15%. The odds of attending college fell by 24% and of graduating from college by 33%. Children whose mothers were displaced have a significant increase in depressive symptoms in young adulthood, over the mean level expected if children's mothers had not been displaced. The effects were greater among children whose mothers were unlikely to lose their jobs and during non-recessionary periods. The families with a high probability of experiencing a displacement event face a variety of disadvantaged circumstances, but they are less impacted by maternal displacement compared to the children of mothers for whom job displacement was a relative shock. We theorize that greater internalization of blame and social stigma among such families contributes to larger negative effects of maternal displacement on their children. The children of displaced mothers, by virtue of having less education and having greater depressive symptoms, could themselves be at a greater risk of job loss in the future, thus creating a potential intergenerational transmission of job instability. Involuntary job separation among single mothers has significant implications for the next generation, and should be a factor considered in discussions related to this issue.
That was Jenny Brand of the University of California, Los Angeles. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I got